Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody tell me!
Welcome to this special edition of Simple Facts of Life Radio, where we salute the people who believe in personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am your host, The Chief, coming to you, as always, from somewhere in the outskirts of Portland, Oregon. Now, if I sound a little different today, it's only for and however many hundred shows I've done, is the second time that I have done one of these with absolutely no notes in front of me. I'm strictly winging it. Normally, I tend to do this in a pretty tightly, I won't exactly say scripted, but I have some pretty extensive notes in front of me. I know exactly what I'm going to say, and I usually have my 30 minutes worth. So I don't know that I necessarily will even do the full 30 minutes today. Right now, I'm kind of just sort of killing a little bit of time because I'm hoping to get a few people to join me live here. But for those of you who are at all familiar with this show, you know, I don't do a news show up to the minute sorts of thing. I normally do larger issues, topics, that sort of thing. And you know, I leave the news of the day to others. But yesterday, as I was starting to write my rather detailed notes for what I wanted to talk about today, I just looked around and I came across a little bit of information that just sort of changed everything about this show for today. So, I'm going to have to give a little bit of news here. It seems to have fallen on me to be the one to report that, I want to welcome Tim Tapp to the show. Kind of waiting for you to show up before I got into this. The number here is 949-272-9588 if anyone would like to join the show. And Tim, you may want to. So I'm going to get into this. It seems to have fallen on me to be the one to report that Kelly Fitzgerald, known to everyone here as Kel Fritzy, passed away on August 20th at 20 minutes after 2 p.m. if you're into the details. So I guess that doesn't matter. But, okay, came as a bit of a surprise, a bit of a shock to us, or to me. We had known that she'd been dealing with some health issues for a while. She'd been in some pain. Did not think there was anything life-threatening. But just, okay, last night, just out of idle curiosity, I was wondering what had happened to her because she had been so pretty much missing in action for 2 weeks. No one had seen or heard from her, hadn't done any radio shows, nobody knew. As late as Monday, Vito on his show on Global Patriot Radio Network was still plugging the Tuesday show, Infidels Are Watching. So he obviously hadn't heard. Nobody knew. I just happened to look, just curious. I wanted to see if there was anything on her Facebook page. And there, people, as of just a few days ago, were sending her things, sharing things on her page. But I scrolled down to August 20th, and there was just a little short note there. From somebody that I didn't know said, our friend Kelly, the Red Fox, passed away, at 2:20 p.m. today. And I, of course, was pretty shocked when I saw that. But, and I was hoping that maybe there was some other Kelly who was a Red Fox, but I kind of knew we hadn't heard from her, and I began to wonder. So I looked at the guy who posted. I went over to his page, and on that day he posted the same thing. So of course, I still didn't particularly want to believe it. I didn't want to come on here and give that information out if I hadn't been able to verify it otherwise, other than something somebody wrote on Facebook. So since Kel had, been a guest on this show a few times, I did happen to know her home phone number. So I called. No answer. A few minutes later, I called back again. No answer. I left a message. No call back. So, going about things. A little later, I kind of just occurred to me, so I went to the, onto the internet and searched the local newspapers in the town where she lived in Ontario, and look for death notices, obituaries, and such, and I didn't see anything. So I got to wondering, maybe there was some kind of a mistake, but still, in all, newspapers, they only report what somebody tells them, and if nobody had, reported it, I don't know. But I just decided, I sound a little weird. I've also been up like all night or most of the night because I set my alarm for 3 a.m. my time, which is 6 a.m. Eastern time. And a few minutes after that, I tried to call Kel's phone again, figuring that was probably the best time to call somebody where maybe I wouldn't get them out of bed, but anybody there probably hadn't left the house. And so I called again, and the phone was answered, and it was her husband. I introduced myself, you know, as an acquaintance of Cal, and he, you know, pretty quickly informed me that Cal had indeed passed away, and so we talked a little bit. I didn't mention it was her husband I was talking to, and so I, you know, asked him, you know, what had happened. He did not want to go into a whole lot of detail. Hello, Vorp. Vorpalbite just joined the chat room also. So in case you missed it, Kel Fritzi has passed away, and I'm just saying that, repeating that for Vorp's benefit if he doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I was talking to her husband, and he, you know, he did not want to go into a little detail. He just told me that she had died from complications in the hospital. Basically, what he told me is he took her to the hospital. She didn't come out. That was pretty much the extent of it. He didn't want to go in. He did, and I kind of wanted to press him, but, you know, no. I just kind of had to leave it there. But he did verify that she is gone. She, in fact, died on August 20th. So, which explains why we haven't heard from her since then. Now, one might wonder how somebody could have been gone for 2 weeks and so many of our friends would not have heard about it. Well, I when I was talking to her husband, he indicated that, yes, he was not particularly computer savvy, did not know her passwords, just had no way of really getting into her social media to let her friends here know about it. So Tim, I see you on the phone there. I'll get to you in a minute. I just want to sort of finish up with what I'm saying here. Where was I? Like I say, I have no notes. I'm just, for the second time in the history of this show, kind of winging it. He was not particularly computer savvy, so he really had no way of getting into her social media to let those of us who know her, you know, here, know about what had happened. But again, I have verified to my satisfaction that Kel is gone. She happened suddenly, so I mean, I know she'd been in some pain for a while, but at least it doesn't seem to have been a lingering death. I don't know why he didn't want to get into the details. It possibly, you know, there may be some legal issues involved and he didn't want to talk about, I don't know, or maybe he just didn't want to talk about it. You know, maybe there might be something going on, you know, where Kel became a victim of the kind of glorious health care that Bernie Sanders wants to bring to those of us in the United States. So, well, that's it. I could fill up the rest of the show. I have plenty to say about Kel, but I see Tim on the line here, so I want to bring him on. And, you know, well, Tim, welcome back to Simple Facts of Life Radio. I won't ask how you're doing because you're probably doing as lousy as I am right now.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say, Chief. I mean, you heard me this past Sunday.
Right.
Ordinarily, Kel would have joined me then, and of course, I was still asking for prayers to go in her direction because, you know, I didn't think that it was that unusual, given that she'd been talking so much about shortening shows and maybe taking some time off because she felt the need to. But it's I'm left in a state of shock. Kel Fritzy was a true voice for independent, for individual liberty, individual responsibility, and she was a forerunner on the counter jihad movement. And you know, she was one of those voices that was out in the wilderness when nobody else would be. And she was my friend. I never had the chance to meet her in person. She was my friend, and I'm at a loss.
Yeah, that's the same here. That's kind of, you know, I'd never met her in person, you know, since I'm even, as far as where she was, I'm even more geographically challenged than you. I'm all the way out here, you know, and, you know, three time zones over. And as I've mentioned, I don't get out much anymore. So, but, you know, I considered her a friend. She had said both privately and publicly that she considered me a friend. And I know Warp just commented in the chat room, you know, thank the Lord for his friendship with Kel. I'm shocked. I will miss her. I do not know. Nothing else to really say. Have you ever known me to be at a loss for words? Tim will, I'm sure I have probably ruined Tim's show, which will be coming up in about 45 minutes from right now, and I don't know how. I'm sure he will relay this news to his somewhat larger than mine audience. So, but like I say, even nobody seemed to have known as late as yesterday, or late as Monday, Vito was still plugging her as the host, but she didn't. Interestingly enough, I noticed she had a show scheduled for the day she died. She hadn't done a show the week before, but she then basically put the same blurb in sounded like it had been a technical glitch that kept her off the air. I don't know, but by the time her show was scheduled to go on, you know, she had already left us. Oh, yes, thank you, Vorp. Kel wants us to continue without her. And, you know, what else can we do? We're going to do that. But I'm just interested. I guess maybe, well, after this show gets off, somebody should go over and tell Hank, who is on right now on the Global Patriot Radio Network, you know, don't plug her show anymore. I don't know. Like I say, I'm sure somebody will get to Vito if nobody does, I will get to him on Monday. But I'm going to say something I got 10 minutes left. I'll say this right now, and maybe I'll go on with some of my history with Kel. But I had been talking about maybe changing the time of this show. That was largely, as I mentioned, because I used to do the show on Sunday nights. I thought maybe this would be a better time, more convenient to people, you know, especially in the East. And so I kind of picked Wednesday because this was a day that Global Patriot Radio did not have a show on. But they, you know, Hank Jones is on right now. And so that actually my audience kind of shrunk after that, and which is perfectly understandable. No complaints, but I think I've basically made the decision. I'm going to do the show at this time, 3 p.m., but I am going to move it to Tuesday simply because, sadly, and I do mean sadly, Global Patriot Radio doesn't have a show on at that time. So I'll be doing, you know, when Vito finds somebody else to take the time slot, then I'll see what I might want to do. If I want to keep it up or whatever happens. But for planning purposes, if you are going to listen to Kel on Tuesday, well, you obviously won't be able to do that. So you can come over here, and I guess I'll probably be pretty somber on the first show, trying to fill those shoes, but, you know, some pretty big shoes to fill Tuesday, 3 p.m. But, of course, I am something of a clown, so I'm used to filling big shoes, I guess. A few minutes left. I just wanted to talk about, you know, how I came to know Kel. I've known her, you know, strictly internet, and I've talked to her, like I say, on, you know, in public on her show, and also privately on, you know, called her. But, I first found her when I used to do my show on Sunday nights. Actually, I'd started this show originally. It was on Thursday nights, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And that was because I was a truck driver at the time, and I had a very regular schedule, and that was the one time of the week when I knew I would be home and able to do it. It was what they call a dedicated account. I lost that gig after a while, and I tried to keep the show going, but I really couldn't. And so it sort of morphed to Sundays when I could, but it was still very difficult logistically because I needed to be in a place where I had a phone connection and a Wi-Fi. And it just got too difficult, and it sort of became less and less frequent over the months. And then I had like a computer crash, and it just sort of went away for a couple of years. I'd always intended to bring it back. And so I got a new computer, and I got, a big high-priced data plan so I could basically do the show from anywhere. So I started it back up again a couple of years ago on Sunday nights. And then after I retired and had a little more flexibility, I sort of, for a while, I did two shows, Sundays and Wednesdays. And then I ended up coming, you know, just the one show on Wednesdays, and which I'm, like I say, planning on moving to Tuesdays now for the time being. We'll see what the future holds. But when I restarted my show, I got a few of my old listeners back, but just to promote it, I sort of looked around to other shows, and I noticed right after my show, I saw Suzette Live Talk, read the blurb, sounded a little interesting, so I listened, got in her chat room, called in, became friends with Suzette, still am. She actually called into Vito's show last Monday. She has moved her show over to Spreaker. And we're on Ideas Are Bulletproof Radio, so you can still hear her. But basically, she brought Kel on, who she described as a friend and mentor, and I got in touch with Kel. So I listened to Kel's show, called her, and we just kind of hit it off and became kind of a regular thing for the next, you know, couple years there. And, you know, and that remained up, you know, friend. We remained friends as long as she lived. And I owe both to Kel, I mean, starting with Suzette, but Kel was the one who pretty much introduced me to Tim and Vorp and a lot of other people. You know, I would not, you would not know me had it not been for Kel. You know, I'd be out here talking to myself somewhere if I was still doing the show at all. So Kel, you know, has a lot to do with just the fact that I'm here right now. And, well, she will be missed. And let me see, I'm down to the last few minutes here. Yeah, I said I wasn't sure if I'd do the whole even 30 minutes, but yeah, I knew it wouldn't be a problem. I could go on for a lot longer if I wanted to, but I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks to Tim for joining me and calling in. Thanks to Vorp for joining in, and you know, his good comments. And like I say, Tim Tapp will be coming on in about 30 minutes from right now. And something I won't usually do, but I'm going to end up here with a little music. This is from my kind of guy, Eddie Walker Jr., another retired Navy chief. It was like the first song I played on this show, and Kel said she really liked it. So this is for you, Kel. Take care.
Sailing out on the sea make a sailor so lonely.
peace, Cal. Without her.